The Cowarig people of the Torres Strait, in one of the most remote parts of Australia, have won a landmark native title ruling from the federal court. The case was launched in 2019 against the building of a harbour on a sacred site on Moorilaag Island, also known as Prince of Wales Island. The landmark ruling granted an injunction under native title law to prevent future acts, actions that may impact traditional owners' native title rights. Milton Savage, chairman of the Cowarig Aboriginal Native Title Corporation, spoke to Wendy Searle about the importance of Shire Councils working with traditional owners.
I requested that the Shire Council conduct the organise the authorisation meeting with the Cowarig mob to proceed with the decision. Well, that never happened. Instead of following the right process, the Shire Council went and applied for a section in the Native Title Act, which explains that they do not need consent from the tribal people. They can just go ahead and build. So when they started to proceed, it's then that we lodged a motion to stop work. This is where things start to get out of hand.
There was a need to build a harbour in Torres Strait, and they chose a site that was culturally inappropriate.
The request to build a facility to accommodate the school children and residents coming back and forth from Moorilaag to TI, there's the island, Waibean, we have supported that issue. But the location where the Shire Council insisted on building the facility was a no-go zone. This is why we tried to explain to the Shire Council, you can't build on these two locations. There is a sacred site, so that everybody can understand why that cultural site is so significant to the Cowarig people, because the story of Waubin. Waubin is the first Cowarig, that's the Cowarig belief. Waubin walked across from the central desert, far as the Anangu country and the Arunta country, all the way through Yolongu country. And this is where Waubin has resided here in Cowarig country.
Mr. Savage, could you please explain the legal journey that you've been on in the federal court?
Going back to May 17, 2019, he was concerned that council's work could do incredible harm to the Cowarig sacred site. So in regards to the decision in 2021, the Cowarig was so grateful, so happy and so pleased that their sacred site has been acknowledged and protected. So in January 2021, the Commonwealth Minister, Minister's independent reporter, recommended that the site be protected. In February 2021, the council consented to Cowarig's appeal in the Planning and Environment Court, and their development approval being refused. So the federal court injunction was very important in providing Cowarig the breathing space to be able to make their Planning and Environmental Court and Commonwealth Minister applications, which has resulted in council abandoning its plans that would arm the sacred site. So,
the judge mentioned in his ruling that things have changed a lot since pre-Mabo days. Are you optimistic that native title claims are more likely to be successful?
Yes, I am, because the way it is, it's got to be under great care and respect. It's not the fact that the Cowarig people are doing is against the government development or whatever. What we're saying is, yes, we can work with you, but please, these are our set of rules.
Milton Savage, chairman of the Cowarig Aboriginal Native Title Corporation, speaking there with Wendy Searle.